I'm speaking with Scott Zaremba, who is the owner of Zarco 66 Stations. And Scott, just tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
We've been in the fuel business for more than 40 years. My father started in the wholesale fuel business, and in the early 80s, we got into the retail fuel business. So I've pretty much been in the energy business and the transportation energy business my entire life.
Well, we're talking because you have the distinction of being the first retailer in Kansas, one of your stations in Lawrence, Kansas, to be offering E15 under the waiver by the Environmental Protection Agency. Tell me why this is important to you.
Well, you know, being in the energy business for the last 40 years, you know, we've seen the ebb and flow of what we use for transportation energy. And, you know, we just wholeheartedly believe that alternatives are what we need to be moving towards to lessen our dependency on foreign oil and also be able to have cleaner burning products.
I know that there was a problem. Iowa was trying to get this done last week, a problem with accessibility for the fuel to blend for E15 during summer months. How is that working for you? I know you're closer to Kansas City than they were up in Iowa. Is that helping you get the fuel that you need to blend during the summer months for E15?
It is. That gives us access to the fuel we need with the proper RVP. But that is kind of an issue nationwide, and that's something we're going to have to continue to address to be able to have appropriate blend stocks to be able to have higher blends of ethanol.
Now, you are working with some groups to help make this happen, to be the first retailer to offer E15, first and hopefully not the last. How are you getting help from some of the organizations that are promoting the use of higher blends of ethanol?
Well, you know, the RFA is one of the leads in what we're doing, trying to increase the blends of ethanol, along with our Kansas Corn Commission and our East Kansas Agri-Energy, where we get our ethanol from. And so those three organizations have come together with us and helped us to move forward and be able to offer E15 to the consumer today.
Now, you're doing this by means of blender pumps, correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
I am. We have blender dispensers. In fact, we were one of the first in the country to put blender dispensers in 2008. And so those blender dispensers give us the ability to blend ethanol, and we also do biodiesel fuel. And so we do all of that blending at the dispenser to give the consumer the choice of the blend that they'd like to have in their vehicle.
How do you feel about consumer demand for these higher blends of ethanol?
Well, I think once the consumers understand that the higher blend of ethanol also gives them a higher octane rating, and they get more bang for their buck, we get more bang for your buck, you're displacing foreign oil, and you're cleaning our environment. So, I mean, there's three tiers to it to help improve our communities. And, you know, those dollars stay here in our community, and so that's also a big plus.
Now, Scott, you're also incoming president of the Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association there in the state of Kansas. How do you feel about your fellow retail marketers there picking up the use of E15? This is not a mandate. This is something that they will do of their own accord, hoping that there will be a demand for it among their customers. How do you think it's going to go in Kansas?
Oh, I think it's going to go extremely well. I mean, everybody looks at it. For the financial side of it. And, you know, right now it's going to be a challenge. You know, we are low on water across the Midwest. And so, you know, we need a little bit of rain. But that's just Mother Nature. And so, you know, we know those things are going to occur. And so, you know, as the market improves, we're going to see more of the retailers wanting to put the product in. And we're going to be able to do that.
All right, very good. That's all the questions I had, Scott. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Part of why we're doing it is it enables us to leave those dollars here in Kansas. And we are all about having our sustainability in our own communities. And so every dollar that we can leave in our community and develop jobs in our community, we think is positive. There's not a lot of other transportation energies that can have your product produced inside your own community and used in your community, and that's what we really enjoy about ethanol and biodiesel blends. And so, you know, we're going to continue down that path.